Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show, where we bring you joy and peace and mindfulness and things that will help you begin your day in peace, not watching all the garbage on the TV that keeps you afraid to go out and all that good stuff, but just to have peace, to spend some time with self in the morning. We're just here to start your week off with a mindfulness stress relief session because you know we all stressed out and we all need it. So thank you for joining us this morning. It is Monday, February 5th. We're in February all week. Where did January go? Who cares? Let's move forward. Love series continues, part 3. The day after. What next? Well, we'll be joined by our very own monthly contributor, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and we'll be discussing that. So you be sure and text somebody and let them know. Call them if you want to. And you can even forward this email, forward this show to them, okay? You know, I'm still having my tea. I'm still waking up this morning, even though I've been up a couple of hours. You know, it takes the brain a little bit to get focused there. If you're listening online, thank you so much for joining us. You feel free to type in the comment section, whatever social media platform you're on. We're the Higher Learning TV Show. And when you see that little HLN logo in the back, you'll know you're at the right one, because there's a lot of higher learners. But there's only one Higher Learning TV Show. So be sure and tap in and to share this with. And so thank you so very much for doing that. And if you were out and about this weekend, you know just this past weekend was a big, yes, Blacks in Green at the UIC Pavilion, which is called the Doran Forum now, and Roosevelt halted. And the village queen, Naomi Davis, offered solutions to all of the problems that we have, many of the problems that we have as it relates to climate change, because there is inadequacies or not enough of resources available in our communities. And I didn't bring it with me, but the limb that she gave us to put around our neck for press, she told the story of how that orange cord that we're wearing around our neck was symbolism of how back in the day, some people do it, if you don't have electricity for gas, for heat, then you knock on your neighbor's door and say, can I plug my orange cord? You know, that long orange extension cord? I know you know what I'm talking about. Don't play, okay? So that cord represented that, and there is so much money available. It's called Biden's Billions. If you don't know about it, if you didn't know about it, now you know. Go to blacksandgreen.org. And you need to sign up immediately. If you're a nonprofit organization, if you are a community organization, if you are living and breathing in the city of Chicago, you need to go to that website and tell all your friends about it, because there's money out there that's available that will help our communities. And it is our responsibility as a human being to share the knowledge to help uplift humanity, the community in which we live. And so I suggest that you please do that. Go to blacksandgreens.org. And coming up Saturday, February 24th, the Female Solution will be broadcasting live, on the southwest side of the city, where we're also having a coat and clothing drive for the homeless, in which I had the pleasure of going out this weekend. You said pleasure, Zella. What are you talking about, the pleasure? Yes, I had the pleasure of going out and helping feed the unhoused and unfed community. So if you would like to see what we do, go to our Instagram page right here at instagram.com/hln.homeless.project, and you will see the work that we do. Now, there's a lot of video there, and I am not going to show that to you right now, but I will let you go to the page and you can see it yourself. There's a lot of information there. And while you're there, be sure and subscribe. But right now, if you are headed out and about this morning, then you do know it is Monday morning madness outside, right? We call it Monday morning mindfulness once we've become centered. But if you're driving, you know it's crazy outside. Is that what you're experiencing? Yeah. Well, I'm going to see if I can make that ride a little bit smoother. How about that? So I'm going to tell you where to turn and where not to turn. Traffic and Weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur and you have products or services to sell, to offer to the general public, this is your time to take advantage of what's available for you. If you go to itext.com, chicago.itext.com, for those who are on the switchboard and you can't see the visual, go to chicago.itext.com, and you can put in and register. And register and use the promo code ZELDA, Z-E-L-D-A. Always giving thanks to the ancestors. That's what Richard Pickett used to call me back in the day. Because when I relieved him from Gospel Radio 1390, when I relieved his shift, not kicked him out, but relieved his shift, I came on after him. And people would always call and say, Zelma next? Zella? What's her name? No, he said ZELDA, so they'd hear the D. So that's what that is. Anyway, go to itext.com. Because you can also travel. Did you know that? Just came from back from Jamaica, man. Yeah, you see the videos on my Instagram, Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U. You'll see all of it there. But traffic and weather, if you want to go to Caribbean, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas, just sign up and use my name, promo code ZELDA, and you can go there. As we take a look at the traffic and weather, it is beautiful outside. I know it's 33. I get excited. Anything above 32. Low 40s today, partly sunny skies, warming up temperatures. This week will be 56 on Wednesday. Girl, why you get so excited? Because in Chicago it is always cold. That's why. So 56, I'm excited. CTA delays, there's some construction going on. Clark Street is closed near Diversity. But if you're on the expressway, like many of you are now, inbound on the Kennedy, it is 29 minutes, 20 on the reverse. On the Eaton, 24 in and 21 out. Now, the Eisenhower and the Stevenson, you've got some problems there. Expect delays, 29 minutes inbound on the Eisenhower, 21 on the reverse. And on the Stevenson, it's 31 minutes in due to that earlier accident, and it's 17 out. On the Dan Ryan, your usual delays from 95th to 35th. Slow pockets around 35th. And it's 13 minutes out, 12 on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford, 11 in, 10 out, and on DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 11 minutes in and 9 minutes out. And, you know, I always have to remind you that an indigenous man, a man of color, black man, whatever you want to call him, Patrick Bradley is the young man who, my big brother Patrick Bradley, is the young man who redesigned the S-curve on Lakeshore Drive. And I'm very grateful because I almost had an accident on Lakeshore Drive. So I'm very grateful. And that's a tidbit fact that you may not have known is that a brother helped make your ride smooth. How cool is that? All right. Thank you so very much. That's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itext.com. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1. And 24/7 on the World Wide Web. Okie dokie, and now it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness. So I've got some comments here. Now, Emma Latif, Grand Rising, beautiful teacher, looking forward to more tips on love. Oh, yes, honey, we got lots of tips today because you know Lionel going to bring it home. He's going to bring you out of the illusion into reality. So thank you so very much for sharing that. As I begin the day, as always, it's crucial that the first 5 minutes, I like to say the first hour, but I know you're not accustomed to that because you got to get up and hear the weather and all the garbage that's on TV and all the other channels that, you know, that keeps your mind occupied. It takes you away from being the best you possibly can be. Well, that stops here and that stops today, because as of right now, it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation, excuse me, your Monday morning mindfulness word for the day, and then we'll have meditation. And your Monday morning mindfulness word of the day comes from my fellow journalist, Mike House. And Mike says for Monday, February 5th, 2024, he says, my spirit unifies. I enjoy my morning prayer time, not only with my hillside family, but also the omniverse. The omniverse is never lacking. Together, we have unlimited means of seeking knowledge and understanding God's world. Our eyes are open as we give and receive from divine mind. Choose this day to see everyone in perfect peace, to see and maintain your inner peace. Let us meet every situation with peace, love, and prayer, with God in the midst. Every situation has a blessing in it. Let the God in you shine so that all can see the unified spirit around you and in you. I live in an omniverse consciousness. I ask for and receive the lights of love, peace, and understanding that surround me, my community, and my world. I give thanks this day that God's love continues to sustain and unify me. Thank you, love, in me, through me, and around me, as me, and through the Christ within. And so it is. I have spoken these things to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Yes. And that comes from St. John 15 and 11. And if you don't have a John in your life, you better get one. Because John is a precious name. Yeah, I'm talking about you, John Alexander, riding up there with about to hook somebody up with some solar energy. Yes, solar is the new way to go. And if you didn't know, as Sherry Shepherd say, ask your mama. No, just ask Naima. How about that? Ask Naima Lateef. She may be calling in at some point, so I'm not sure. But anyway, that's your Monday morning vibe for this meditation. And I do hope that you enjoyed it. And I also hope that you will take the time and share that with somebody. Can you do that? All righty. So now is the time that you've been waiting for. And it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And from time to time, you will hear this sound. And when you hear that sound, it is for you to be reminded to refocus your thoughts because they're all up here right now. We want to get out of here, and we want to get into the heart space, the space in your body that is nothing but love, no judgment, no condemnation, no criticism, no nothing, simply that of love. So what we're going to do is breathe in through our nose, and exhale through our mouth. And we will simply begin the process of listening to ourselves. We don't do that often, do we? Because we're so attuned to this. I'm not the only one. Okay, all right. So let's get ready to experience some nature here. I love the sound of nature. Close your eyes. organic lemon. If you don't have organic, every time you breathe in, I want you to feel your rising. Hold it. And exhale, blow it out through your mouth. Together or not, bringing that breath up to the top of the head. And exhale. Arms up. Because you know we sit at computers all day too long, and that's not good for the body. That energy back up. Who did to you? Bringing the energy back from the side. Looking at what you wait. And exhale and just sit. Repeat to yourself, I am worthy. I'm with the what? Hold it. I am. Two of the most powerful words on the planet. I am. I am. Everything else. I am. Inhale deeply. I am. Those words have wings. And you want to give life, you can thanks. Our hear that? But you see how it cleanses you. It's all. We can. Face. Feel fear. And exhale fear. Once more, we breathe in faith. Gives us joy. We breathe in faith. We breathe in love. We breathe in life. And this is something that you can do on your own anytime, day or night. If you can just go in the bathroom and get 5 minutes because somebody's always bothering you, do what I do. Turn the water on so you can't hear the noise in the background of somebody calling, screaming, whatever. But you simply start the process of inhaling and exhaling, and when you do that, your inner ears will not hear that. It will only hear what's going on in there. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So be sure and share this with someone, because this is crucial. You are what I refer to as higher learning leaders, because you're not listening to all of the other stuff on the outside, but you're listening to what's going on the inside. As we breathe in. Last breath as we blow it out. Bring your head down. Slowly rotate that head to the left and slowly rotate it to the back and bring it around to the right. Slowly, slowly, and bring it back around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, bring your head down. Slowly rotate your head to the right, around to the back. Feel that stretch and around to the left and back around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. Look to the left as far as you possibly can. feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Bringing the head back around. Inhale deeply.
And looking to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Bring your head back around. And that is something that you can practice on your own anytime, day or night. And when folks are all up in your face and don't know the color of the Kool-Aid, you simply what? They're going to look at you like you're crazy, and you go, and if you got a little funk on your breath, a little stank, you forgot to brush your teeth, or you had some onions or some garlic, I promise you they're going to leave you alone. Because, you know, if you're in the office or if you're working or if you're at school, you know, people are always upset. I don't know how I did it as long as I did, but you do what you have to do until you do what you want to do. But I said that. Why are you laughing, me, Tony? And turn the heat on before you leave. Now I'm cold. You know, I have these moments. What can I say? Thank you, baby. It has been such a joy to share with you what is going on in my life. On Monday Morning Mindfulness, is just a joy to be here. And we will be joined very shortly with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation, and he will be sharing with us the love series continues. The day after, what next? And if you're watching on the internet, type in what city, state, country, or planet that you're watching us from. Let us know. And Soul Purpose Healing, Grand Rising Sistar, loving and living your meditations and breathing practices. Yes, if you want a different kind of experience in life, this is what you do. It all starts with the power of the breath. And if you want a private session, you can have one of those too. But in the meantime, in between time, this is how you can do just that.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
That is a sample of the shirts that you can get in order to breathe in what you want and breathe out what you don't want. In the meantime, in between time, you can go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. The love series continues the day after, and there's a photo of Lionel Abdul-Haq, who will be joining us shortly, so stay close. You'll be glad you did.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Sup Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for joining us back here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show, which broadcasts live also on onaireverywhere.com. So be sure and add that to your repertoire. The page that you see, for those who are on the switchboard and can't see, what you see on the screen here is our new Facebook page, HLN TV show. But if you go to facebook.com and type in Higher Learning TV show, you'll get a chance to see that, and you can also like, subscribe, and share. I think that's what they say, yeah, like, subscribe, and share. But this is the moment that you've been waiting for. It is a young man who I had the pleasure and privilege of meeting, I don't know, maybe 25, 30 years ago. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't keep up with it like that. Maybe I should, but I didn't. And at the time, I was at WJPC. Yeah, that's an old station. And I believe I went somewhere, and he was speaking, and I was like, wow, this is a powerful brother. Got to have him on the show. And he was already broadcasting somewhere else. I can't remember where it is. But he had such a powerful message. And then I met him again somewhere else, and he was such a force. I was like, people need to hear what he has to say. So he began on, was it WJPC and then Gospel Radio 1390. He has been with me every step of the way. And I would like to welcome to the show the one and only Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. Grand Rising, my brother. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, Grand Rising, pleased to be with you. Hello, glad to join you once again. And want to wish you and everybody else a blessed Black History Month. Blessed in the sense that hopefully we get a better understanding of the depth of Black history and become wiser and stronger as a result.
Amen. And today's show is, and for those of you who are watching, that's Lionel up there at the top on my blog on zeldaspeech.wordpress.com. I wanted you to see that because sometimes we need a visual. Sometimes we don't, sometimes we do. But in the context of the Love series, as we continue, the day after, what next? Now, I know many people thought that when I put this up and it says the day after, they were probably alluding to the fact that they had some kind of experience with someone who it that they may have wanted to continue with it and it didn't, or it continued and it doesn't go in the right direction, or the direction that you want it to go in, I should say. So if that is what you are thinking, you are in for a pleasant surprise today. Because the day after that we're talking about is not the day after that experience. It's the day after the movie as it relates in the context of what happens with humanity. And that's what we're going to be discussing. How did this all come about, Lila? Explain it to us.
Well, it's in light of what's going on in the world today. You're telling, you told me that the idea of love is paramount to this series that you're doing. And from my perspective, you know, that ties in with the idea of caring, which I have been focusing on, the need for us to be more caring and the need for us to show our greater humanity and to understand that being human is fundamentally being a caring person. And to the degree that you don't care, as we have come as a society more and more to be less caring as a result of the programming that we've been receiving, I think it's important for us to get back in touch, that the whole concept of the resurrection of the dead is about us getting back in touch with our humanity and understanding that that is what our life is about, caring. And the more we do it, the better we get. And, you know, it has become something that I've always wanted to do. I never, you know, and I think it's important that we begin our show with a moment of silence, especially the last few months. I think it's been extremely important for us to be mindful that regardless of what our religious orientation is, whatever concept of God, supreme being we hold, we need to unify our collective concern and commitment in a way that allows each of us to come together, all of us to come together and make a united appeal to our Creator for his blessing. And if we could have a brief moment of silence again, I would really appreciate starting our show with that.
Amen. One moment of silence. We give thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank us.
And so this idea of the day after is a movie that, in light of what's going on today, in terms of the very inhumane situation that exists in Gaza, the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinian people, who are in the middle of a conflict with Israel and Hamas, but the potential for escalation and devastation is already present in the attitude, the lack of humanity that the world is showing. And this is a very dangerous place. I think they say that the doomsday clock is has been moved up, and it's within 90 seconds of collapse, you know, the nuclear holocaust. And this is what this program called the Day After, which was produced in 1983 on television as a movie, a made-for-television movie that pulled on a lot of emotional strings of American people and really programmed us for what is going on right now. The Day After is about what happens the day after the nuclear bombs are started to fall. It was a movie that predicted that this is going to be our eventual end, and is going to start in the Middle East, in between Israel and you know, the Arab states, the Muslim countries. And this is where we are right now. We are on the brink of a serious escalation of conflict and tensions that could very well result in that kind of nuclear holocaust. And so I wrote this back in 1983, and it seems like it would be very appropriate to discuss this today in the context of what's going on with this very serious humanitarian situation.
Yes, sir.
So I'd like to read it, and then we can, as usual, begin to discuss it and let people call in and make comments.
Okay.
The day after the Zionist connection, a review by Lionel Abdul-Haq. Among the most controversial concerns of today are the stockpiling and deployment of nuclear and chemical weapons of mass. In 1983, a major network produced and broadcast a film called The Day After that illuminated in graphic detail the devastating force of these weapons to millions of viewers nationwide. Amid the varying comments and criticisms of how accurate or understated the depiction was, came the kind of statements that make the probability of a nuclear war an ominous eventuality, especially when they came from none other than Ronald Reagan, president, the most horseback riding, gun-toting, cowboy-playing president this wild, wild west has ever known. The kind of statement that sounds innocent and faithfully reassuring to many, but alarmingly fatalistic and suicidal to others. First, he said that the Soviet Union is an evil force in the world and that America is the best hope against it. Shortly thereafter, he said, we seem to be moving towards Armageddon. The we refers to the forces of good, America and her allies, versus the forces of evil, Russia and those heathen Arab Muslims. Armageddon is a biblical term for the final conflict between these opposing forces that brings in the kingdom of heaven on earth according to the Judeo-Christian theology. The concern of Muslims and others is how much earnestness and commitment can an American administration bring to negotiations to prevent a fiery destruction of the world when they are morally committed to a doctrine that predicts such destruction as a prelude to universal peace. It would be at best a half-hearted and hypocritical ploy. While we work to develop the ways and means to survive the day after. The idea of survival intriguing in light of these and others brought out ever so subtly in this movie. The name itself suggests survival, and the day after shows the tragic end of those who were caught unprepared. In the movie, a radio broadcast the voice of the president, whose comments gave the distinct impression that he was either far removed from the misery and destruction or that the misery and destruction was not something that he was concerned with.
Mm-hmm.
To summarize these thoughts, huh?
Who said they were not concerned?
This is the president in the movie. He was making comments saying, his comments were that he was so far removed from what the problem was that he wasn't directly affected by it.
Oh, wow.
To summarize these thoughts, we must broaden our focus to conceive the unconceivable. Judeo-Christian teachings advocate a man, nationality, or race of people as having a special role to play in the plan of God. A role that in effect establishes this man, race, or people as the authority of God on earth. The leaders of America, Republicans and Democrats, faced with unprecedented erosion of their credibility because believe that believe the proverbial handwriting is on the wall. Say it is time for the end of this and the beginning of a new world order. Some look to the Pope of Rome as the Christ figure. Others look to Israel and the Zionist government of Benjamin Netanyahu. The popularity of the Zionist connection is rooted in another best-selling book and movie called The Late Great Planet Earth. In this story, the Middle East is the setting for a conventional war that escalates to involve the superpowers who were supporting them with weapons and finance. Then in this movie comes the explicit statement that the only way to avoid a nuclear war would be to establish God's chosen people at the head of international affairs with absolute authority. The imperialistic colonial history of the Western alliances has made such an indelible smear on the image of Catholic Christianity that the invitation to accept its doctrine is considered a contemptible insult and a prelude to invasion, corruption, and exploitation. The puppet master relationship that exists between America and Israel has a bizarre twist that is unfathomable to material-minded people to comprehend without physical evidence. These are people who see little Israel as the puppet and big America as the master, when in truth, the reverse is true. America is, in fact, a big dummy being manipulated, played like a fiddle by little old Israel. The strings by which America's vital functions are controlled are virtually invisible to those caught up in the illusion of life the dummy seems to have. Yet, to anyone serious enough to look, the transparent strings become obvious. The national seal of America depicts this reality in the image of a bald eagle with the six-pointed star of Israel, the six-pointed star of David, over his head. This is the national seal of the United States government. The depth of meaning conveyed in this image explains the blind obedience and recklessness of Americans' daunting support for Israel's atrocities against Palestinians that would violate the principles and standards of a nation of savages. We often hear the leaders of America speak of our unwavering support for Israel, and with the reverence befitting one in whose hands is salvation itself. Oh, I messed it up. Okay.
And for those who just tuned in to the show, the Love Series continues the day after. What next? Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations is expressing to us, actually he was reading to us, a memo from the president of after the movie, The Day After. You say, what does that have to do with a, just keep listening.
We're getting it.
Okay.
We're getting it.
Yeah, continue, Lionel.
Another common misconception that Muslim nations represent a threat to the security of Israel. Thanks to American financial and military support, these neo-colonial nations pose no military threat. Yet the attention being given to the Quran and the history and the struggles of this diverse multicultural people since the formation of OPEC and their investing millions in American life does threaten Israel's dominant control in business, education, culture, and government. Therefore, rather than see America America's materialistic, though transparent, springs of the, on domestic and foreign policy being influenced by people who don't accept the idea of God's chosen people or master race, the ungodly Zionists would unleash its nuclear arsenal upon the world. So the idea is that Muslim countries are investing heavily, or 80s have been investing heavily in American culture and business, and that their influence is being transmitted over the airways in political and cultural ways, and that this exposes to a great extent the misconception that people have about the religion of Islam, how it got started and where it started and what it's really all about, because we don't know. We haven't been taught, and that's not by accident. It's by design. And so we are on the brink of a serious conflict, and the lack of humanity, the lack of genuine concern for the ideal of international warfare, international relations, just common decency, have not been enough to move the president and many others to recognize that we need to put an end to this situation. And I really applaud and want to give kudos, recognition to Mayor Johnson here in Chicago for passing that ceasefire with resolution in city council. That was a very, very courageous thing to do in light of what political and economic situation and power the Zionists have in this country.
And they pretty much have what they have, and we are subject to that. If you just joined in, it is the Love the Love Series Continues the Day After. What Next? And you just heard from Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations about what is going on this planet and how we are being affected by it, and how we are, some of us are not paying attention to what's going on because we're so caught up in this illusion of grandiosity and all the other materialistic things that the world brings us. Because I got texts, and I keep getting them this morning, the day after. What next? What does that mean? Does that mean that relationship that I had that went wrong? It's a relationship in the context of the world, of humanity, and how you are treating people, how you perceive people. With all of this that's going on in the world, we're more concerned about the little things in life, like a relationship that may or may not work to your best, on your best behalf, but in the scheme of things, the relationships that we have with humanity. I see it every weekend when we go out to feed the homeless, how people are judging them immediately because they are unhoused, excuse me, not homeless, our unhoused community. And many of us that are working every day are one paycheck away from being unhoused ourselves. So, if you would like to comment this morning, we'd love to know where you're watching from, what city, state, country, planet, wherever you are. If you can type that in the comment section, we're on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Higher Learning TV Show. So let's see what your comments are this morning. My sister Hamadia Ziad says, good morning, sis. Grand Rising, sis. Thank you so much for watching and for joining us this morning. Be sure and share that with someone else. Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution, says, so many people fearing the end of this old world. I agree. We need to fully, joyfully look forward to the beginning of the new world. And Soul Purpose Healing, my sister from another mister, Viata Robinson from Soul Purpose Healing, which comes on Sunday night. If you didn't, I fell asleep. So probably about 8:30, because it's from 7 to 9 Central Standard. I got to go back in here because I always miss something. So this is your chance to participate, too. Go back in here. Go back to Higher Learning, Soul Purpose Healing on Facebook or YouTube. As I picked up trash in my neighborhood, I thought we need a radical change in our society to stop this unconscious behavior. Yes. How many of us throw things out the window? How many of us walk down the street, throw a candy wrapper or a cigarette wrapper or whatever down the street? That's all part of humanity, people. If we are not paying attention to our actions on a smaller scale, guess what's happening on a larger scale? Mm-hmm. You got that right. It means it's chaos and confusion. And let the confusion stop. It stops right here. It's 8:01. It's time for our next commercial break. We've got some very important information for you, so stay close. And you can call in, and I'm going to give you the number, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we got another number too for you, too. Just hold on. I'll share that with you.
So please go. I don't know if you knew this or not, but I reversed type 2 diabetes. Is yours type 2 or type 1 that you've just been diagnosed with? Type 2. Perfect. Because that's what I had, type 2. And I reversed it over, it took about 6 months. It depends on how persistent you are with it, but I did it. And there's a free download for you, which consists of the drink that I drink every morning. And just remember, you are not drinking for taste, my dear. You are drinking for nutrition and health. And let me tell you what the 7 ingredients are. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. It does not sound appetizing, but baby, it does pretty good. And that runs free to you. And anyone else who wants to go and download it at diabeticdonut.com. That's diabeticdonut.com. And there's also a Facebook page with that name as well, Diabetic Donuts ABC. So please, I just ask that those who go and download the free ebook on how I reverse type 2 diabetes, please like and subscribe and share the Facebook page of Diabetic Donuts ABC.
And that's diabeticdonut.com for those of you who are not a diabetic. Trust me, you look to the left and look to the right, somebody in your family is a diabetic. So go there and get that free download, diabeticdonut.com. Be sure and tell them I sent you. Zelda sent me.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African-Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code, The Female Solution, and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Dr. C.J. Mimi, for that promo. Dr. C.J. Mimi is a chiropractor who has been a guest on the show, so thank you so very much. And thank you for watching the show here today on The Female Solution. Be sure and check all of our social media platforms. Check them out, Higher Learning TV Show. And be sure and go to our new Instagram page, Higher Learning TV Show, and subscribe in. Like, subscribe, and share. Thank you so very much. As we continue the conversation with the Love Series, continues the day after What Next? And the phone lines are open at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak if you are on the Blog Talk switchboard. And if you're not, if you are on another location, you can hear air everywhere. You can join us at 727-731-5192. As we continue this conversation with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of community cultivation, and why it's so important that we pay attention to what's going on, the wars in the world, and as from the context of we're looking at me, my, ours, the global experience. If we're shut down, that you know what happened with COVID. You think that was tough? Wait until the bombs start dropping. Go right ahead, Lionel. I don't mean to scare you, but you know it's a reality. You see it on the news every day. As we continue,
well, you know, people are not paying. A lot of people are not paying attention. You know, the power and the distraction of mass media programming, Super Bowl, the Grammys, just day to day fun is a major problem in our judgment. And affecting our judgment as American people. You know, we've been played. We've been misled, bamboozled, run amok and led astray. And we can't, and division, the divide and conquer polarization of people is evident everywhere. You know, it's just a very bad situation. And the only thing I can think of that can help us immediately is for us to recognize, as the young people say, and to get real, as the young people say. That we need to recognize that that the state of our mental and spiritual level of consciousness as a mass of society is not a very good place to be. We're more like children than we are like adults. And that's got to change. That's what it means to get real. That's what it means to recognize where we are as a mass of people, a collective body of people, divided and extremely foolish in the sense of how childishly we want to play all the time. And the idea of magic and illusion, fantasy, and just outright foolishness is at a level that keeps us from really doing and organizing and becoming more serious in addressing the problems that confront us. And the one that's facing us right now with global warming, the war in Gaza, the threat of escalation of that into nuclear conflict is something that we would rather escape than to deal with. We'd rather go into some kind of a movie or amusement park just to escape the reality of having to deal serious concerns. And that's where we are, and we've got to get real.
And that is going to take some self-realization, the fact that we are have been and continue to be brainwashed, for lack of a better word. Programmed is a much nicer word, because on this Monday, every Monday, as a matter of fact, those who run these stations, radio and television, they have what's called programming meetings. I learned that while working for WGCI B103, and I discovered why we listen and watch what we listen to. It's all part of the tunnel vision that they want you to have, want you to focus on one thing and one thing only. And 9 times out of 10, it's not for your best interest. Let's go to the phone lines, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, or 727-731-5192, 706-202, Grand Rising. I do believe that is Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Turtle Island. Grand Rising, Baba Kwame Sunhorse.
Grand Rising. Yes. It's been a minute. So
yes, it has.
I give thanks to my brother in sharing the knowledge that was of his heart. You know,
Peace be with you.
Peace be also. And I don't know what the topics, I'm just calling in. And the thing that I'm feeling with what's being shared is, how do we make change? Because we have, until we take our last breath, a choice to make change. And
absolutely,
we have to choose how we're going to live and how we're going to share love and life in this muck, or whatever you want to call it. The
mm-hmm.
thing that I see is most important, what you just said, though, that on Monday, y'all have a tell a vision meeting, because
mm-hmm.
you have what used to come in the Sunday paper was a TV guide.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It had all of the programs that they wanted
mm-hmm.
to put you to watch and to support
yes.
and to be programmed. Now we have TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. We have a social media or what we would call a sensitive mind, because that's what it's focused on, is the mind. And if they get our children's mind, guess what's going to follow?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I'm seeing is Bobby E. Wright, right there in Chicago, started the first black mental health facility there in Chicago on Garfield Boulevard, and he coined the phrase menticide. Menticide was the part in that we have been so programmed that we are able to do their own bidding and taking our own lives by, you know, drugs, alcohol, just being, you know, doubt, just being made to feel not human. And these are the programs that we have to undo, because we've been colonized, and what we have to do is decolonize. We were on the Otter Show last night, and we were talking about solutions. You know, that we have to look at how do we economically get right. It start with land, you know, and if not with land, with a business in which we could utilize the land, because everything we're going to do on this planet is going to deal with land. And so it's the part of how do we undo what they've done. And we can use this techno-spiritual to help us to find the divine spiritual that we need, that's being programmed or challenged by artificial intelligence. We have to go back to divine intelligence. We have to create the oasis, our ancestors' spirit and service, as I said, on the Overground Railroad, is that we have to go back to nature. You know, I lost my mother, but I know I still have a Mother Earth that I know that she'll be here when I'm gone.
Amen.
So it's being able to look at those knowledges of our ancestors. We look what Carter G. Woodson gave us, Black History, 98 years ago. He gave us Black History Week. Jimmy Carter gave us Black History Month in 1976. So we're challenged, and as elders, we have to do our part in not being a generation of thieves. We don't need to try to force the next generation, allow them to do what it is they were born with inside of them. That's what education means, induspere. Help to bring out what's in them. Give them the tools. Give them the knowledge of our experience so they don't have to re-experience. That's what our stories should be about.
Mm.
What we experience and what they don't have to re-experience. It's a template. It's a map. And seeing how do we get to be the original as we once were. All nations
have to rise. This is the reason why I emphasize a lot fundamental human behavior, a sense of concern for others. This is not rocket science. Zelda was talking about stop throwing trash on the ground. That's part of it. Pull your pants up. Stop walking around with your pants hanging down. That is a statement. That is a statement in and of itself of a decline of human concern. That is a statement of serious of spiritual degeneration. And we have come to a place in America where this kind of outlandish, disrespectful, immoral, fundamentally offensive. You know, we don't say I'm sorry when you bump into somebody or step on you. You say my bad. You know, this is not an accident. This is a cultural degenerate process that undermines basic fundamental concerns like kindness is not a weakness. Kindness is a good thing. Being considerate of other people is a good thing. And this is not something that is where we are right now. The world has gotten to the point where they have rejected fundamental, basic human concern, humane treatment and concern. And all we have to do is reverse that. We have to take an active part in generating concern, respect, consideration for others. As a way of life, it has to become something that we eagerly, enthusiastically exercise and practice.
Could I speak to something you said? And it's with the brothers wearing the saggy pants.
Mm-hmm.
They have this notion that that started in jail, and that's what the gay folks do when they want to attract you. They wear their pants sagging. No. It started before that. When they created the Pamper diaper and took away our cloth diapers with safety pins because our children felt safe when they wore cloth diapers, it was more natural. The part that happened with the Pamper had gel, and parents would not change that diaper, and they would let that child walk around with that saggy diaper hanging on them where they had to walk open-legged with all of that stuff in gel hanging on their bodies. Guess what that program? I feel more comfortable wearing my stuff hanging down around my butt because that's the way I came and walked through my house as a child. It's something that simple.
Well, it's basic disrespect. It's just
right.
Fundamental disrespect. It is taking the level of bringing you down to the lowest level, the hip level, below the waist. It's all carnal. It's all animalistic, and that's not human. Human
right.
is above animal. Human is a higher level of consciousness that exercises itself as a way of perpetuating the ideal of humanity. And then,
right.
and when you stop doing that and actually start doing the reverse, it's showing you how we are going back. And this is where we have to sincerely seek help from our Creator to get back in touch with our humanity and to exercise.
Amen.
And those four things that were once important in our community, number one was values. Number two, how do you value yourself? I mean, number one was values. How do we value ourselves as human beings, as a people? Two was morals. Are we morally correct in how we do and what we do? Number three was respect. We respect it, like you said, you know, addressing our elders not as by their first names, but by their last name or their auntie or uncle, whatever. The part is that it's in the language. And like you said, people saying my bad instead of saying I apologize. And the last one was ethics. We don't have the ethics, the business ethics, the ethics in being able to say that my word is my bond. We're ethically incorrect. So those four things were very important once upon a time in our community. And we don't live in neighborhoods or community. We live in hoods. You put a hood on so you can't see what's around you. And you cover yourself up to hide. So these are words that we have to bring back and we have to reprogram because words are power and words are knowledge of power and how we give our children these words because this is why social media and all of this is so powerful is because it makes them Wi-Fi addicts. We've got a whole generation now of Wi-Fi addicts.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it all up because we're all online all the time. Hate to say it, but it is so true. And I want to hear your comments, too. What do you have to say about the conversation? The Love Series continues the day after. What next? You want to join the conversation? 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we look at the comments here. Naima Latif says, we are experiencing war because humanity is evolving to the point of realizing the stupidity of war. The younger generation will not agree to participate in organized mass murder anymore. Oh, no, they will not. And they tell us that every chance they get, especially our young group of people at the Betty Shabazz International Charter School where we teach podcast training every Wednesday from 2 until 2:15. So be sure and set your alarm, your calendar for that. I just have to get that in there. Because the youth of today are not the youth of yesterday. They see things totally different than we do. And I see that every Wednesday when I go into class and I'm trying to teach them something from writing with pen and paper, and they're not trying to hear it. It's like they're on the computer. And you're not going to change that. Listen to Zelda. I'm talking to myself here. Okay, this has got nothing to do with you all. But it is in that context that we learn from our children and not be so judgmental. I'm talking about me. Because we're adults, we've lived, we've experienced, we know things, we do things. No. Wrong answer. Does the scripture tell us from the mouths of babes? Listen, talk to me. I ain't talking to y'all. Talk to me. We got to listen. And I said that to say that I see a hand up. Is that you, Baba Kwame? Put your hand up on the switchboard. Your mic is still open. So maybe you want to unmute yourself.
I know my mic's open. I didn't put my hand up again.
Okay, continue, Lionel. We've got about 5 minutes before the next break. Someone sent me a text. Wow, thank you. So a great show, great reading this morning. Thank you. Yes, someone said thank you to your reading, Lionel. They appreciate that. Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. Unmute yourself, please. Did we lose you,
Lionel?
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
okay.
Here.
Go ahead.
Here's a quote I'd like to read from Dr. Martin Luther King.
Okay.
I know that these are troubled times, but remember what I said to you in 1959. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands at time of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. The true neighbor will risk his position, his prestige, and even his life for the welfare of others. In dangerous valleys and hazardous pathways, he will lift some bruised and beaten brother to a higher and more noble life. This is humanity. This is what humanity is all about. This is what we have to come back to. We have to stop thinking that, you know, that kindness is a weakness and that nobody matters but me. No, you know, nobody matters but you. The idea to have it your way. Don't care about nobody else. These are ideas that have been cultivated into our thinking and behavior, and we have to break those chains. We have to break those chains and get back in touch with what is fundamentally, because it's really who we are. All we have to do is go back inside and bring it out. And don't be afraid to do what our heart and our fundamental nature tells us is the best thing to do.
Amen. Amen. You are right on target. If you are wondering to yourself, what is it that I can do in my neighborhood, in my community, in my house, in my home, in my dwelling, wherever I am, I want you to think on what has been said and how you can make a difference in the overall care of humanity. Because in this society, we're taught to be selfish. It's all about me. And me won't be here if the bombs come. I'm very grateful to be living in America, but and I look at the news as less as possible, but there's some things that you just need to be aware of if you're in this country, because I had the idea that that's over there until it 911 hit over here. And that changed my whole perception. And am I the only person that thought that way? Did you think that way? Type that in the type one in the comments if you thought that like that.
Now, 9/11 was clearly for me a situation that I was really shocked and alarmed and afraid until I saw the buildings come down.
Yes.
And when I saw those buildings come down, that put me in a whole different mindset.
Yes.
Because those buildings did not come down because no rocket fuel.
Thank you.
No jet fuel. That ain't what happened.
Mm-mm.
That ain't what happened. And anybody who ever seen an implosion knows that that's what happened.
Right.
That not only happened once, it happened twice. Three times, yep. Actually. There were three buildings that collapsed from within themselves as a result of implosion.
Right.
Now, how'd they get them bombs in there? Is a whole different perspective on what happened. So we've been misled. We've been totally dumbed down to the point where they can tell us anything and we'll go for it. And because we're so divided, because we're so separated by ideologies and philosophies and religious ideas that have no basis in humanity, you know, the idea that you can kill civilians, saying that you're going after your enemy, and your enemy represents maybe one out of a thousand people, but you're gonna kill all 999 other people to get the one enemy that you're trying to get. That's crazy.
That makes
and
no
for
sense.
Us to, and for us to fix, for us as a
Did we just lose you, Lionel? You just faded out. Oh, there you go.
So
go ahead.
You know, we got a lot of growing up to do, and we got to do it quickly. We got to get back in touch with our humanity and realize that this is what life is all about. If we can't have a human life, we don't want no life at all.
And that says a whole lot. And right now I've got to say something else to you because it's 8:30 and it's time that we take our last
commercial break with some very important messages here, so you stay close. And while we're in a commercial break, you text this or share this show with someone, because we all need to hear it, okay? This is not a private thing. This is a us thing, and us need to hear it.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. Comets, be sure and mark your calendars for Saturday, February 24th. It's the Higher Learning Network, coat and clothing drive for children and adults. That information will be on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And you can prepare to start cleaning out your closets. Do the humane thing. You know, you got stuff in your closet you ain't worn 5 or 10 years. And I'm talking to me now. Don't even talking to you. I'm just talking to me. And I'm cleaning out everything. If I haven't worn it, chances I probably can't wear it anyway. Anyway, I digress. Mark your calendars for the 24th from 12 noon until 2 p.m. And the updates will be on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Be sure and join us tomorrow for Tuesday, our new host, Asada, Gathering of the Griots. You will love this show. And on Wednesday, Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid, it's the men-only show. Honey, you hear some things because we don't talk. We let them talk. And then we come in and comment after the show, so you don't want to miss that. On Thursday, it's Shop with Zoe. If you haven't been shopping and learning how to be an entrepreneur, business person, then this is a must-see-and-hear show. On Friday, health and well-being with my sister from another mister, that would be Viata Robinson.
you'll be glad you did. On Saturdays, we have a variety of a different show every first, second, third, fourth Friday. Sometimes we have five Fridays. Move Around with Deborah, the third Saturday, Mama Joy, the fourth Saturday, the second Saturday. I know I said it all backwards. That would be, what's our girl from London? Jana from London. But just go to onaireverywhere.com. You'll see all of the lineup. And on Sunday, Soul Purpose Healing. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm a host of Monday Morning Mindfulness, but I'm sorry. I just have a favorite show, and it's always Soul Purpose Healing because, or Health and Well-Being, because Viata does extensive research. I could learn a thing or two, right? But the shows that she gives us is for body, mind, and spirit. I'm here to learn. You think I'm the teacher. No, I'm not. I'm here to learn. So thank you for learning here with me as we continue the love series, The Day After, What Next, with my co-host, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. And I forgot this one last plug, UrbanPraiseRadio.org. My girl Effie Rolfe, we used to work together at WGCI AM 1390, and now she's the program director at Urban Praise Radio. So set your alarm for 12 noon every day, and you will be pleasantly surprised. Let's go to see what you have comments to say. You can type them in the YouTube or Facebook channel. Karen Allen from New York, she was our guest last week. Yes. Thank you for that. I need to clean out my closet. Yes, girl, clean out that closet. And see, Karen is a designer, so I know she got stuff from back in the day. So, yeah, put it in a box and bring it on home. Karen Boone, is that my Strata? Is that my cousin Karen in whatever town you in? Because I know you left Chicago. Grand Rising to you, cuz, and the rest of the world. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Miss you, girl. When you coming back to Chicago, I need to see you. Say, when am I coming there? Wherever you are. Right? I know. I got to find out where you are. Karen says, amen, this is a us thing. Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't see all of these. Okay, she says, no, cousin, you are not the only one who thought that way. I think about it every day and night, what would happen right here in our own space. Yeah, that kind of makes you think, doesn't it? What are you doing to prevent the chaos and the confusion that's going on in the world? This is what we are experiencing. And Naima Latif says, we are experiencing war because humanity is evolving to the point of realizing the stupidity of war. I had to bring that up again because it seems like the younger people, they're on it. They think differently than we do. The younger generation will not agree to participate in organized mass murder. We're not having it, Lionel. We are not having that. We are growing in leaps and bounds by the ways that we operate in this life. Are we humane to people? Just like Baba Kwame Sunhorse said, my bad. Why does it have to be bad? Every single word, myself included, everything that we say, all words have wings. And you say, my bad, and you wonder why you have bad energy around you. Words are everything. So I just want us to stay reminded of that. Yes, go ahead, Lionel.
Words make people. And yes. We have to be very selective. And words are images. Words and images. And the images that we're being fed, mass media have been fed or have brought us to this point. You know, it's not an accident. This is for, don't call it programming for nothing. And
no, sir.
What we've been given the programming to dehumanize, desensitize, and divide us, and to make us very shallow in our understanding about life.
Yes, sir.
You know, we don't study the religions that we, most of us claim, we don't really study. We don't study them from a historical perspective. And most of us only know the one that we were raised with and don't know anything about anything else other than what those who taught us told us about other religions. And we need to understand that deception is the key to slavery. that being misled, bamboozled, run amok, is fundamental to being a slave. And that's what we have been. We have been guided into a locked into a mindset that prevents us from really exercising our humanity, which is the key to our development. You can't develop as a human being if you're not exercising your humanity.
You are right on target. If anyone who is watching this program cannot understand how we are being programmed, I want you to think about this. In 1997, I wrote my first book, The Passion Principles, Pathways to Purpose, Power, and Profit. In that book, I talked about programming. That was my main focus, to teach us how we have been programming. And I went to the Library of Congress. Well, what does that have to do? Listen, I went to the Library of Congress to see where my book was being placed in the library. And I went to the Harold Washington Library on, what was it, downtown on Jackson and State. Jackson Congress, I think it was. And the librarian says, go over there to the little drawers where you slide it out, pick up, and it'll show you where your book is. When I discovered that my first self-help, self-care book in 1997, which took me, what, 5 or 6 years to write, was listed, I thought it would be in the self-help or self-care section. Guess where it was listed? I want you to type in where you think it was listed. It was listed in the occult, O-C-C-U-L-T section. And we have been programmed and conditioned into thinking that occult is bad and it's anything other. It's the truth, and they don't want you to know the truth. So they put it in a section in the library that tells you, don't go read that book. Because in that book, you're going to learn something powerful about yourself and the power that is within you and the power that you speak into existence. That's why we say be careful, be mindful of the words that you say, because words have wings, do they not? How often have you said to myself, you get home in the middle of the day and I'm tired, oh God, my head hurt, I'm tired. You let somebody call you and say, I just won $1 million lottery, let's go shopping, let's go take a trip. You forget that you're tired, right? So what does that say about the mindset? You train your mind to speak, to be the way that you want to be. Because if somebody called me and said just that, I'm quite sure whatever I'm tired of, I'll get untired very quickly. What do you think about that? All right, Lionel.
Okay. So, you know, we got a lot of we have the power to change this situation. All we got to do is recognize that we've been misled, and that how we've been misled has to do with our humanity. Exercise humanity and you'll be okay. You'll grow.
Amen.
You'll start growing expeditiously. The more you exercise your humanity, your concern and your care for others, not so much as you're doing it for yourself, but by doing it for others, you're helping yourself, because you have been neglecting the exercise of your humanity because of the programming that nobody matters but you.
And
it's not about caring about others. It's about caring about yourself. That's the misguided. You know, you help yourself better by helping others. You do more to help yourself by reaching out to others. Your humanity is not self-it. It's not a selfie. Your humanity is an outward reaching out to do something for somebody else.
Amen.
And the more you will, and to do it in the name of God, because God gave you that humanity. Your humanity is your image of God.
Say that.
Your humanity lets you see who God is, because that's what he put in you that's going to elevate you above everything else. Your humanity is your best tool, your best instrument. That is who
Anybody
you are.
Anybody can take that from you. They can take your job, your house, your kids, but they can't take your humanity. And you can't buy that.
No. That's what gets you your house. Your humanity will get you a house faster than anything else. Because people, that's where we've been misled. One of the main ways is the thinking that we have to amass a lot for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that people can amass millions and billions of dollars and just sit on it when there are people dying, people struggling just to be able to get through life on an everyday basis. I mean, that's not humane. It's not humane for you to have all that stacked up, doing nothing but making more money, interest, when you could be doing something to advance programs that will really make a difference in people's lives. What's the issue that you would rather have it to look at and to amass more wealth than to do something to save and uplift some fallen and bruised humanity to a higher and more level, a noble station? You would rather just let that person suffer. Not just one person. You're talking about thousands of people suffering, dying every day. But you
all
got all this money just stacked up doing nothing.
Money just sitting there. And it's not growing.
You could do something to help. You could really reach out. Your humanity should make you do something to help.
That is exactly why we have partnered with this organization called Street Samaritans. They intervene in the cycle of homelessness and poverty by connecting people to solutions and walking with them on their journey. I just love it. I met the CEO, her name is Shiloh, young girl, and they have so many volunteers, they can't keep up with it. And I was like, wow, yeah, since 2017, they've been doing the work. So I'm glad to be able to be a partner with them so that we can continue doing the work that we're doing by helping the homeless. I tell you, there is no such feeling as helping someone who needs help. The smiles that we see on the faces of these people, our sisters and brothers in the community who are hungry, and they give them a plate of beans and rice and cornbread and some meatloaf, and y'all know I can't cook, but I'm learning, thanks to Chef Tony. The smiles, it just warms my heart to see people who are in need and to feel appreciated. If you are experiencing anything in your life, whatever you're going through right here, right now, give thanks for it because it came to teach you a lesson. And 9 times out of 10, you don't want to hear those lessons because there's some truth in it that makes us look at ourselves. And I'm so grateful to be a part of humanity that cares. And I know that you are a part of humanity that cares as well because you're on this podcast. There's nothing on this. Out of all the shows that are on at 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time in the world, you chose to be here. You chose to dial into the Higher Learning TV show and the Female Solution podcast. You could have been anywhere in the world, but the fact that you decided to be here lets us know that you are humane and you are a humanitarian. So thank you, all your higher learning leaders. Thank you. And pat yourself on the show.
Is my mic open, Zelda?
Yes, sir, it most certainly is. Go right ahead, Kwame Sunhorse.
And, you know, Lionel made some good points, and you also. But it got me when you said that the book that you wrote and when you looked at the Dewey Decimal System, that's what you, the card catalogs that they used to have in the library.
Card catalog, yeah.
Yeah, and that part of being able to go there and see your book was listed as an occult is because the words that you use in that book is there to help others, and they feel that that's not unhealthy thing. They feel it's an occult thing because they don't understand words have power. Because we've been using the part of saying word, word, word. But if you put the L between the R and the D and the word, what do you have?
Okay, you lost me on that one, Baba Kwame.
You spell word W-O-R-D, right?
Correct.
And if you put W-O-R-L-D, what do you have?
World.
See, just one letter changes the world.
Yes.
And so what you did with those words is that you were about changing the world, and they feel that's an occult programming or book that is giving people the power of their words.
Mm. And the fact that the words that I had in that book told the truth, truth of power. They don't want you to know that. So that's why they put it in the occult session, because we've been conditioned and trained to think that the passion principles, pathways to purpose, power, and profit, and any other book like it is not for you,
and
but it is.
What we're defining, see, we have to understand how we use and use these words, because when you say put truth, what's the only vowel in the word truth?
What's the who?
The only vowel in the word truth.
You!
And what is that book was for to be was to be a self-help. So what you were doing is showing people what's in them to help them help themselves to find that truth that you wrote, the truth in you wrote, and now you put it into a book. And said, you know, here's some help. And then the library says, well, this is an occult book. This is not a self-help book. This is not a medical book. This is a cult. But the cult is that, you know, the part of what we once upon a time heard them say, witches and witch doctors and that. And because things that are not known to them in the science, they feel that it's threatening. But you're seeing now everybody's going back to indigenous teachings.
Yes. Makes all the difference in the world. Thank you for pointing that out, Bob Kwame. You know, that's what I love about the show. I'm always learning something. I just tell you all the time, I'm not here to teach. I'm here to learn. I just happen to be in the teacher seat. So and that doesn't always you mean you're a teacher. Be sure and check out blacksandgreen.org. I just had to throw that in there because there's lots of information that we need to do, and there's lots of updates that will be shared on my blog. I'll get to it before the end of the day. We'd love to hear more comments from you this morning. You can post your comments on our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And mark your calendars this Saturday and every Saturday. And be sure and go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. We are coming to the end of the show, but I would like for, it is 8:54. Lionel, I would like for you to give us a closing thought, if you would, please. Where has the time gone?
Pulling on our humanity is in God. Them to 20 people on salvation.
You're breaking up, Lionel. Are you moving around?
I was saying that, you know, the situation in Gaza is one where people are really by the millions on the brink of starvation and living in a very miserable set of circumstances. And the rest of the world is trying to rally a ceasefire, and it's a slow process. The Israelis are pursuing a policy that is clearly inhumane, and that we need to stand up and demand that they stop, that the world I think it was a very important resolution that charged them with genocide, because there's nothing short. I mean, there's nothing else that you can describe what's going on over there other than they're trying to destroy the Palestinian people. And we should stand up. We should stand up. And again, I applaud Mayor Johnson for having the courage to do so when so many don't.
Thank you, Mayor Johnson, and thank you, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq. What can we as individuals do, Lionel, to help this situation?
Pray. First and foremost,
right.
Sincerely. Be sincere in your prayer to God for help, and then get up and go to work. You be the help that you're asking for. You get out and do what you know is right. Stand up and make people aware that this is a this is like the moment when Jesus was being crucified, and all those people who had thrown palm leaves in front of him and talked about how much they loved him and how much they appreciated him, that when Caesar came against Jesus, when the authority of Caesar came against Jesus, the people turned against him themselves, and that is a statement of where we have to go, because we have to be willing to stand up and demand justice, even if it means your life. And people have been made so weak, so vain. The vanity and foolishness undermines courage. Selfishness undermines your humanity. And we got to break out of this slavery.
Amen.
And get back in touch with what is real.
Amen.
Thank
you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to share. Hope look forward to being with you again, God willing, next month.
Amen. God willing. Thank you. That's Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. You can always reach him at LionelAbdulHaq@gmail.com. That's Lionel, and I will put that, there's his information. There's his, that's
how I prefer to talk to people.
Okay.
So the phone number is much better.
773-642-1453. I'm going to type this in here in the section where people can see it in case they didn't get it. 773-642-1453. That's Lionel Abdul-Haq. He prefers the voice. Abdul-H-A-Q-Q. So you can give him a call. And you think this conversation was good. Wait till you get a chance to talk to him one-on-one. That's Lionel Abdul-Haq at 773-642-1453. Thank you so much, Lionel. We appreciate you. If you all want to get those last comments in, we'd love to have them for you. Karen, my cousin Karen. Girl, what city are you in now? Karen says, that's why they took so much out of the school books and what the teachers can teach the children. And that's why you see parents homeschool their children. Yeah, if you want them to grow up not conditioned, you will teach them at home. And that may be a sacrifice to your family, but that's something you'll have to do. Karen says, and this is so true, you learn something new every day. Otherwise, you're not living. All right, now, teach, cuz. All right, well, thank you so very much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule. Be sure and check out blacksandgreen.org. There is a lot. Biden's Billions is what Naomi Davis, the executive producer, CEO of Blacks and Green, says. You all have been complaining about there's lack of funding in the community. Well, she just got $10 million to help us help ourselves in the community. So there is no excuse for you not to have what it is that you need in your community, because if you come out and show up and get the information and text it back to your community, that's what you can do. And be sure and text Monday Morning Mindfulness to 312
383-9749 for exclusive information and updates, and we'll also send you the newsletter if you want it. We don't send it if you don't want it, but that's 312-383-9749. And people are always asking for resources for the 24-hour help hotline for mental health. Sometimes you just need to talk to people. 773-745-2620. And if you would ever like to donate to any of our programs, please go to higherlearningnetwork.org, and there's PayPal there. And someone was nice enough to remind me to put this up. This, if you will take your phone, and I don't believe that was big enough, take your phone and just click on our QR code. There it is. And that will take you directly to the website if you'd like to make a donation for the homeless and for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest that airs every last Saturday of the month, where we teach our children. Excuse me, we don't teach them anything. We allow them to display their natural gifts, talents, and abilities. And I think we have another comment. Okay, gotcha. I will do just that. But before I leave you, I want to remind you that this Saturday, mark your calendar, Wednesday at 12 noon, we have the youth podcast training. And in March, we're going to start adult training, too. So you can just go to higherlearningnetwork.org and click on resources, and you will see the podcast link there for these wonderful children. This is what they do. They are fabulous. And I always like to leave you with a word, because there's so much in this month, so much emphasis is put on love on the outside of us as opposed to the inside. So check this out.
Valentine's Day is coming up, but I call it Self-Nurture Day. And I read this from my very first book, Inspirational Conversations, that used to be from the Troy Tyler Show on V103 and on Gospel Radio 1390. I said February 14th, Happy Nurture Yourself Day. Today and every day is one of the best days of your love life. Live it as if it were your last. Don't wait on the roses, dinner, the party, the candy, or the call. Love your own self today by doing the things you want someone else to do for, to, and with you. If you can't be happy by or with yourself, what makes you think he, she, or it will make it any better?
Ooh,
you need to prove that. True love does not come wrapped, bathed, or clothed in anything. True love will pour from your being like an age-old wine waiting for the cork to pop. Today, pop your own cork. Love yourself as no one else can, because nobody knows better than you.
Amen.
Hug yourself and tell yourself, I love you. Happy Self-Nurture Day. Happy Self-Nurture Day to you today and every day. So please do something to make yourself happy. And thank you.
And remember to set those DVRs for Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 to see the Higher Learning TV show. And thanks for sharing.
watches ZTV on the Higher Learning Network.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
For being a higher learning leader and sharing this video because we all need to hear it. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned tomorrow morning, Gathering of the Grills with Asada. Make it a great day. Thanks for watching. Shalom. Peace. That's all, folks.